Yo, welcome back to the Snatch Edges podcast. It's me, your friendly neighborhood trichologist Ebony, giving you that Harley streets for the streets. How you guys doing? This episode's a little bit late and I have no excuse since it was pre-recorded, but you know, life gets the best of us sometimes. Anyways, I am back with another my hair loss story episode, and this one I really enjoyed recording because even though we're talking about a serious topic, we had lots and lots of laughs, but don't let the laughs fool you. It is still serious. We just have to have jokes sometimes because if you don't laugh, you will cry. So, you know, why not cry of laughter? Anyways, Boris decided that, you know, man like me can go back to work from the 4th of July, but Corona is still out there and I'm not trying to catch it. So I'm still going to be at home, as I said before, until probably like August, or whenever he decides that, you know, people that are shielding can come outside, then I'm like, okay, maybe I'll, like, you know, step foot over the threshold of my salon and get back to work. But if you're not on my mailing list, you will not hear when those first appointments are released, because I'm going to keep it to like my, I don't know, what's the word, not original, current clients, there we go. I'm going to keep it to mostly my current clients and people that are on my mailing list first, so that they get like a fair chance to get an appointment. So there may be like a drop in the middle of the night sometime randomly. I'm just trying to work out like safety features, because his guidelines are like, you know, be safe, but don't be safe. Wear a mask. We don't have to wear a mask. Stay 2 meters. If you have to be next to each other, you know, it's all okay. It's all okay. So I'm trying to like work out the best way to keep myself safe, to keep you guys safe. And yeah, while I do that, enjoy this episode. I'm talking to a lovely lady named Samia who has chronic telogen effluvium. So let's get straight into it.
Okay, so it was when I was 18. But it wasn't me that noticed it. It was my mom, because my mom always did my hair. Yeah. And it was like in the back, like the back right of like where my nape is, basically. And she said, yeah, I was doing your hair. And I was like doing a cornrow. And there's this like patch. And I was just a bit like, huh. But I didn't say anything because I didn't want to scare you. So she just like just didn't tell me. But then,
how long has it since, like, so when did she see the patch and when did she tell you?
She told me like recently about this, because now
wait, hold on, what
yeah, so like now I've actually got like full-blown hair loss. She told me, she was like, do you know what, like I noticed it but I just didn't tell you, like way back
no,
when
no. I need you to rewind, because I feel like I missed something. And I'm not, how old are you now?
So I'm 28. This was like 10 years ago.
So your mum saw your hair loss 10 years ago and only just told you because you kind of like experienced it on a wider scale. Yeah. She's like, yeah. Like, you know, remember that back in 2010? Like, I saw it.
Yeah. Because she didn't think it was like a big deal, because she was like, it literally was like small. It was like a patch. And it wasn't like, my hair loss now is like, it's my whole head. So okay. She didn't think anything of it. She was just like, oh, maybe I just like did a braid too tight or something like that. And like, she just didn't think it would progress into anything. Mm-hmm. And the but, thing
like, did
was...
Did she keep an eye on it or anything? Did she like, you know, keep on doing your hair? Did she like check it and be like, okay, no, it's like a minor thing or...
No, because I took over doing my hair by that point. So by that point, I went to university and then I went to Korea. So I started to learn to do my hair myself. So I wasn't like, when I was braiding the back of my hair, I was doing it blind. I wasn't looking like in a back mirror. So I couldn't actually like feel it because it was so like small. But my hair had always been like, naturally, my hair is thick. I'm not someone that needs to like do anything to make my hair thick. It's very, very like tight core. So like my natural curl pattern is like little balls and you can just like stretch them out. So
okay, cool. I understand. Yeah.
I have very, very thick, tight hair. So if a little bit went, I wouldn't have noticed in terms of feeling because I had so much hair. Mm-hmm. So when I went to Korea, that was like part of my uni course, I was just doing extensions of expression. And do you remember when Solange got her braids, like the really, really, really long braids?
Yes, really
long one. And I was just braiding my hair with the expressions.
Yeah.
And I was just using like, I can't even remember, like 5-6 packs. And it was fine. Like it didn't feel like it was heavy or pulling or anything. But the thing is, like on reflection, when I was in Korea, my diet was not good. Like it was really, really bad. And I think it's just because I didn't know like what to eat. Like I cook for myself, but like Korean food is so different, and fruit and veg was really expensive. So my diet was quite bad. I remember at one point, like my gums were like peeling and stuff.
Wait, you had scurvy?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I have to make jokes. I'm really sorry that this is like a serious topic and I'm here literally, just like bantering away.
Literally, I was like, my friend said the same, he's like, you got scurvy. I was like, my gums are like falling out.
Really?
So I was just like not eating well, but I didn't notice anything. I didn't notice my hair. Like, yeah. I didn't, at that time, I just didn't. It wasn't obvious to me that anything was happening with my hair. So I did it maybe about 5-6 times over the year. I left them in for quite long. But when I noticed my hair was different was when I got back from Korea. I took my braids out and it was just like, I can only describe it as like a dead tree. It was so like, in terms of length, it was like 4 inches. So I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And it was so thin, like the density of it. And my scalp, it was so, I can't even explain it because now I know they're like infections, but I had like these sore spots on my scalp. Mm-hmm. And when I touched them, it literally made my body recoil and I screamed. It was like burning. It was so painful. And I just didn't, like, they were all over my head. So I was just like, what's happened to my hair and the back of it? So that was the key thing that I noticed. Like at the back, it was like, it was gone. It was like wispy and the texture had changed. So it wasn't like tight curls anymore. It literally was like white person's hair. It was straight. So okay. I was like, what the hell has happened to my hair? I was so confused. I remember when I went back from university, I showed my mum, she was like, what's happened to your hair? And I was like, mum, I don't even know. Because it might have been an instant thing from me taking out the braids, but it didn't seem like that because it wasn't like chunks was falling out when I took them out when I was in Korea. It must have been a gradual thing. I just didn't notice because I wasn't paying attention. So this is what my sister,
I mean, you had a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. This is not... I'm such an arsehole. My bad. I'm really sorry. I have to make light of things that make me feel uncomfortable. No, and so I'm just imagining that this was like a really traumatic time for you, but I just have to make jokes. I'm really sorry. Please forgive me.
It's nice to laugh at it because it has been like, it's nice to laugh at it, you know? Like, yeah, it's been tough. So this is when my sister was like, oh, this is when natural hair movement started. She was like, oh, you know, you can go on YouTube. Like, it's all right. Like, everyone can tell you how to grow your hair. You need to do this. You need to start putting oils in your hair. So I was like, okay, cool, cool, cool.
Wait, you didn't go to a doctor? You told me you had sores that like physically made you like recoil and like shrink into yourself like a turtle. But...
yeah, I didn't go to the doctor.
Okay.
I didn't think anything of it. I thought, the thing is about hair loss, right? When it happens, you just think it's going to come back.
Yeah.
So I didn't think like this was going to be a long-term thing. It's just like, I was like, I don't know what's happened, but it's okay. My hair will grow. I've got naturally really thick hair. It will come back. It's fine. So I just thought like, I don't know what's going on, but I can fix it. So don't worry about it. It's not that deep. So I went on YouTube and yeah, I remember I started following like this blog called Urban Bush Babes and there was this girl with massive afro. I started like following her routine. I remember like I put, I try to do like, I think it's called the Ayurvedic method. So it's things like amla oil, shikaka oil. I remember I got shikaka oil. I put it on my hair and it made the sores worse. So like my scalp got worse. And I was like, well, what's going on here? Like everyone's putting oil on their hair. And I'm like, yeah, the shikaka oil made it worse. So I was just a bit like, how? Because I'm seeing all these people on YouTube putting this in their hair and it's making their hair grow and it's making my scalp like, the bumps aren't going or anything like that. And my hair is still so thin. So I started going through like all the oils. So I went through coconut oil and that was the worst one. Like it dried out my scalp so badly and I had like cuts on my scalp and some of them would bleed. So I was just like, okay, not coconut oil.
I feel like you've got like a little chart, like a little, like a whiteboard in your room where you're just like, okay, all the oils are listed alphabetically and you're like ticking them off in like some scientific method. Did you think this is a medical issue and I need intervention?
No, I didn't. I just thought like I didn't do my research now, but at the time I didn't link like my diet to my hair. I know that sounds so like
no, obvious. No, it's fair enough. Yeah,
But I think also at the time, because like when I came back from Korea, I started eating normally again. So I didn't, but my hair was still the same. So I didn't, it didn't make the connection like, well, I've changed my diet and my hair's still the same. So do you know what I mean? So yeah, I didn't think like, oh, it's a medical long-term thing. I just kept trying to like fix it through YouTube. I did apple cider vinegar rinse. Oh, that was the worst. That ruined my, it just started to, when I say like a dying tree and like, hey, it was just
you said hey, you said that your hair was straw, like tumbleweave.
literally, it was like, it was so hot, so dry. And I don't even know, like some parts, like in the front where my edges were, it started to turn like a brownie kind of color. So I was even getting like discoloration. I'm just like, what the hell is happening with my hair? Wow. So for years, I was like trying to fix it. The back got worse and worse and worse. So eventually it got to a point where it literally like had an undercut and it was only like growing half an inch maybe. And then like in that certain, like from the nape of my neck to like just below my crown, just that texture, it was just like soft, like white person's hair. So I started to just kind of be like, okay, let me do like an air quote big chop, but I didn't shave it or anything like that. And I started to put glycerin and water in it, but I think I put too much and my hair was just like sticky, but it seemed better because at least it was soft. But I couldn't keep on doing it because it was just like sticky and it was annoying. I was like putting a little bit of oil in the sauce. So it was just like, if I touch my hair, I've got like oil and stickiness on my hands. It was just annoying.
Yeah.
So I abandoned that. My hair grew a little bit. This was probably about 3 years on. But it still wasn't, the density wasn't coming back and the back wasn't growing. So I was asking other people, like, because other people were doing the big chop around me and their hair was just growing. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh, like, I don't know. And then they said, like, maybe you should just shave it and, like, go from the root and start again. And I was like, okay, fine, cool. But I didn't want to. So I held on to, like, my hair.
Trying to hold on to that little baby hairs you had left here. Just like, I don't let it go.
I just held on to it. And then eventually, because I got so tired of trying to fix it, nothing was working. I just kind of ignored it. And then I started like wearing wigs. I just wore an Afro wig. So I was like, well, I've got an Afro wig. So does it really matter? Because no one's really going to see my hair anyway. Mm. And, you know, so let me just wear an Afro wig because I really wanted to like wear my, and this is the thing, like my mom and my dad like were woke before it was a cool thing to be woke. Like okay, they're like cool. Pan-Africans. So I never relaxed my hair. Like it was banned in our house. We weren't allowed to like relax our hair. I never used a blow dryer, no heat, no nothing. So like
you was like militant natural. You was like natural, yeah. Natural.
Yeah. My mum like never did any of that. She literally just like braided it. She taught herself because she was like, I'm not gonna send you someone to braid your hair because you're gonna lose like your hair. So I'll learn to do it myself. So she was always gentle.
Yeah.
So it wasn't ever like pulling. The only thing she probably did that was probably like air quote wrong was put grease in it, but she only did it like every time she washed my hair. In between, she put nothing on it and washed my hair occasionally in between. So she kind of had the right idea, to be honest. She just was like, no heat, no relaxer, just kind of leave it and it will grow. Oh, sorry.
It's all right, don't worry about it.
So yeah, my mom was quite like on it in that sense. So I was happy to just kind of wear my hair out. I didn't have any kind of issues being like, oh, you know, I don't want my natural hair. I've always been like, it's fine to my natural hair. Do you know what I mean? So I wanted to. So I was just a bit like, oh, like, this is a bit annoying because I'm wearing this wig, but I actually want like my hair and I like my normal hair. Like, but I can't have it back. So I'll just cover it. And I started to braid it. And I actually really liked like the braids I was getting done. So for the first time, I went to Peckham to get my hair braided. And...
oh, you had to say Peckham. Okay. So what was... So was your hair like, after like wearing it in the wigs and stuff for a little while, were you seeing some kind of growth then?
No.
So, right. So it was kind of like maintaining that, the same length. It wasn't like, it wasn't getting any bare, it wasn't getting any worse. It was just very stationary.
Yeah, so you know how people say like my hair's not growing, it's growing like half an inch slower than they want it to. That would trigger me because I was like, my hair is not growing, like full stop. It's literally like it's stuck at 4 inches and it seems I'm losing like a centimeter every, like, I'm losing my hair, like it's not even that, it's nothing's happening,
it's regressing.
yeah, it's regressing. I just couldn't understand like what it was. So at one point, like I said, I just ignored it for a long time. I wore braids for a long time and that was fine. But I remember even when I went to get my hair braided when I was in Peckham, the lady was like, why is your hair so short at the back? Like, what's going on in the back? And I was like, please.
And I can imagine how auntie was saying it as well, you know, loud up for everybody else in the shop to hear and looking around like, why is your mouth just open, just wah, 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 wah. Like, what's wrong with you?
She was like pulling them back and she's like, it's short, short, short here. I was like, I know.
You literally probably called everybody else to come and look, like, look how short her hair is.
And I was just like, please just cover it with the braids. And she was like, okay. So she could cover it. So I got into a habit of just.
Yeah, I can pick anything.
Sorry?
I said, them girls can pick anything. However short your hair is, they can pick it.
Yes, she did. Like, I mean, it was like, she was like going close to try and get it, but she got it. So she covered it. And I was like, well, listen, like if she can cover this, then might as well carry on.
Yeah.
By this point, it must have been like, I remember it was like my final year. So it'd been like 5-6 years by this point. And I was just like, let me cover it. So fast forward after all my braiding and just ignoring it. And I think it was, when was it? Because I was doing lots of exercise as well at the time. So I put on quite a lot of weight when I was in Korea. Mm-hmm. So I was getting into my health and fitness and stuff. So I thought I've been the healthiest I've ever been. But actually, I got sick. I forgot to say that. I remember just before I left. Sorry, I need to make this clear. I went to uni like 3 times. So okay, after cool. Uni, the first time I went to uni is when I noticed that my hair loss happened. So towards the end of the first stint of uni, that's when I was like losing weight and everything. I was really healthy. So I didn't think like I was doing anything wrong.
Yeah, it could be affecting your hair. Yeah,
but so I actually got quite unwell in the sense I started having stomach problems because I tried to go like vegetarian to try and help me lose weight. I remember there was this girl, this blogger I used to follow, and she started eating corn, and I started eating
corn. Wait, sweet corn?
No, like, you know, the alternative
corn,
meat.
Like, Q-U. Yeah.
So I tried that and I had like the worst reaction to it. Like, it mashed my stomach. And then, so I think I realized, I was like, I didn't notice at first. I was like, why am I having these like stomach? And it was so loud. So I stopped.
It was loud.
It was like,
no, I'm going to die today, you know.
It wasn't like a normal stomach rumble. They were just like, people were like, what's going on? What's
that? Something is literally begging for help. It's just like, fam, if you don't call the ambulance, I will.
Literally, they were just like, what's going on? So I made the link eventually. I was like, oh no, this is the corn. I'm going to stop eating it. But I think it did too much damage because I think it was like a month before I noticed.
Oh, wow. And that's a really long time.
Yeah. But then after that, I still had stomach problems, like really bad ones. And I couldn't work out what was going on in my stomach. And I broke out in this rash on my face. And I have really good skin. I mustn't beat myself up there. I have good skin. But I remember when this rash broke out, I went to my lectures and my friend was like, hey, what's wrong with your face?
It's like, wow, you know, I saw it this morning too, you know? It didn't just happen because I am aware. Look at my whole demeanor. Do I look like I'm happy today?
She was like, what's happened to your face? Like, and she was like, you need to go to the body shop. They'll sell you some face.
Body shop? No, you look. Put some respect on the medical profession, please.
She's like, get the face wash. It will sort it out. I was like,
so. Did you go to body shop? You said on your lunch break here, in between lectures, like, sign me in, please. I'm literally going to go out the road, yeah? What's it? Like, I don't even know any of their products to even just shout them out and be like, yeah. What's it, the R&B wash or whatever?
I don't even know. She was like, yeah, I use this. I use, like, toner. It will help, I promise.
We say that, but, witch hazel, yeah?
Yeah, witch hazel. Witch hazel and tea tree.
Bruv. You know, I can't laugh because I used to use black soap up until, like, 6 weeks ago. So, yeah.
But the thing is, I didn't realize it was a rash. I thought it was just spots.
Okay.
And when I went to the doctors, they thought it was a rash as well because it was like a lot. It wasn't like one or two. It was like literally like hundreds all over. It was like an obvious kind of like, oh, what's happened to your face?
Mm-hmm.
Now I know it's because I was lactose intolerant, and it was like that was
So you were just banging dairy and not even knowing that it's mad for you.
Yes, exactly. And it was like a reaction. But long story short, I was going to the doctors about it, and they were like, oh, you've got IBS, you've got IBS. And I was like, I really don't think that's it, you know, I feel something else is going on. They're like, no, it's IBS, it's IBS. And they just didn't listen to me. They really fobbed me off. And they're like, do the FODMAPs diet. And I was like, I know people with IBS and this isn't it. My stomach is like loud. Like, I don't know if you've ever heard, like, if you have lactose intolerance.
People I do. Listen, all the time, man. I'll be eating dairy and being like, okay, so it's me at home today, yeah?
Do you get the bubbling? Like, the
bubbling. I do. I get more gas, though. The mine isn't as loud. Like, it's just like, no, you, Ebony, fuck up, you know?
Exactly. So I was getting that, and they were just like, oh, nice, happy. So I was.
Was this because you were going vegetarian? You were eating more like cheese and milky stuff?
I think it was the soy, because the soy, the way it, I think it just damaged my stomach, because it was never the same after that. And I think my stomach became so sensitive because it took such a kicking.
Okay. Because it's trying to process it, and then it's just like now anything irritates it.
Yeah. So ever since I like that, it's just been sensitive. And then lactose intolerant, that makes it worse. And I was eating dairy for like a year. I worked out I was lactose intolerant, not the doctor, because they were telling me it was stressing me out going to them because they just weren't listening to me. They were like, everyone's gonna be yes. I'm like, oh, I don't. But I think eventually it has led to that, because it's just like my stomach is just like, I've been through, I've done too much. I've tried to keep you alive, but you have just like abused me. So I had a lot of stomach problems, and that didn't actually exacerbate my hair. Like, none of this was changing my hair loss. This wasn't making it grow, make it better. And my hair became very thin. So, you know, like, obviously, you know, the difference between density and it actually being the strand being thin. And mine became both. And I was just a bit like, don't know what to do. So, like I said, I got ill at that point. That was like first time university. So when I got to, I think it was like 2016, I just kind of stopped caring, and I was like, I'm just gonna shave my hair off, and I don't actually care. Like, it really doesn't bother me. I'm happy to just shave it off now. So I'm shaved it, and I thought, my hair's gonna come back, my hair's gonna grow.
The secret is like, I'm gonna shave it. Reverse psychology. Follicles, you listen to me, I don't care if you grow, but like, you know.
Literally, I thought like it was gonna come, like I thought it was gonna be like magic. I thought like, do you know what, it's probably because of spin curls. I my hair died and I kept it. Yeah. But if I just shave it, I will have a fresh head of hair and everything was going to be fine. So when I tried to regrow it this time, I only used avocado oil and this sheer moisture leave-in conditioner. And the combination of those two things made my hair soft. So I was like, let me keep it simple. Let me just keep it really, really simple. Let me just like condition once a week and everything like that. Wash it once a week and put those two things in. It will grow. So when it was first growing, and it was all short, I was like, okay, this is fine. But when it got to like month 6, I was just kind of like, my hair still seems thin, you know?
Yeah.
And the back just still seems like, maybe it's just because it's short, but it still doesn't feel like how it used to. But maybe because it's short, I was like, I'll give it some time, it's fine. And the elasticity was better, because I didn't even say this. By the time I came to shave my hair off, it was so weak that when I washed my hair, my afro didn't stand upright anymore. It literally like flopped over. So it had like no elasticity. It was just like dead. So this time when I shaved it, elasticity was better. And I was like, oh, okay, it's better now. Like, but let me just give it time. It came to like the 8-month mark and the back. And I was just so triggered. And I was like, why is my hair growing like this? Like the back.
And you know, you was looking on Instagram, seeing all the girls doing, being like, you know, 11 month post big chop, you know, now my hair's bar strap left. And you're thinking, mine ain't even reached my ears yet. Like, wow, what?
Exactly. And it wasn't so much the length. Oh, actually, no, I'm a lie. I'm lying. Now it's the length.
Because you said 4 inches a couple of times.
Like, it was the length at that time, because you know, your hair grows half an inch a month. But mine didn't. Mine was growing like a quarter of an inch a month. So I was like, well, first of all, why is my hair growing so slowly? Second of all, why is my density not come back? And third of all, why is my hair literally growing damaged at the back? Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So it was still this like soft, wispy texture and just like no density whatsoever. Just literally like, it was just like kind of like wispy. You know, if like you have a baby and it starts to grow hair eventually, it was like that. And I was just kind of like, I don't know what to do or why, because like, so at that point I started to be a bit like, oh, something's not right here, because my hair is literally growing damaged. So it can't be like what I'm doing. It must be like, I don't know. I didn't make a connection inside still. I was just kind of like, I don't know. Like, I was just frustrated. I was really like angry about it. And I started to get so resentful of like black girls around me, like come in and they've like hot combed their hair, they've relaxed their hair and their hair's growing. And they're just like, oh, I've got like, oh, my hair's really thick. And I'm just like, your hair should be like mine. Like, you should be going,
wow.
Like, honestly, I was like, this should be happening to you, because me, I've never done any of these things. No heat, no nothing. Look at you putting your blow dry and you've got all this thick hair coming through. Like, why is this not happening to you? Like, I don't understand. It made me so angry. I was so triggered by it. And eventually, I just started to braid it again. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to put dreadlocks on it and just forget about it. So I did faux locks. So I used wool. And I thought, I was researching. I was like, okay, well, this is very light, so this will, like, not damage it.
Yeah.
But I remember I took them out and I had traction alopecia. I've never had traction alopecia in my life because my mum always did my hair and everything like that. So when I took them out and my hair was coming out, I was just like, this is some BS. Like, this is not fair. Like, what the? I didn't even do it tightly. It's like, how is my hairline like gone? So I shaved the edges and they did grow in, but they didn't.
Hang on. You shaved the edges. What? So, because like, I'm a very visual person. So I'm, when girls, like a couple of girls have told me to shave their edges before, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, you know, that you got like clippers out or you went to the barbs. They're like, no, I got like my Bic razor. And I just, yeah. You're saying, yeah, that's what you did, yeah?
Yeah, I just shaved
it. Just have to make sure.
So actually no, because I had like a, not a Bic razor, I had like a proper like, what's it called? Like
a Gillette.
Know? Yeah.
It's like the diamond, like the pink ones. You know the ones that got the three blades that go over like the contours of the skin, yeah? Do you remember when boys in like early 2000s used to have like, the boys that had hair would have like, I guess they still did now a little bit, but a lot of boys don't have hair. They would have like the border. They would have like an inch around where like it was shaved and shaped up. And then their cameras would start like a little bit further back.
Do you know what? I didn't grow up with black people. I grew up like in an all white area. So I don't...
Okay, do you know Omarion?
Yeah.
So do you know how his hair is? Where he had like a shaved border, but then he had like cane rows that started like just behind like his temple.
Yeah.
When people say they shave their edges, I'm just like, so you just took off like a border around the front?
Yeah, it looked bad. Yeah, it did. You couldn't like walk around with it. I had to cover it. Like,
just okay.
Yeah, so I just shaved it and I put like, I did my lock extensions again and it covered it. So it was like, no one could see I've shaved my edges, but they did grow back, just not with my hair. And it kind of like plateaued, like it didn't even get to like an inch, but it just like filled out. So by this point, I've only got like hair at the front of my hair, hair at the sides of my hair, none at the back, and very short around my edges. And I just ignored it again. But then it got to my final year of university, and I went to see this doctor and I told him about my hair, and it was a white doctor, and I just thought like, maybe it's something medical. Finally, like how many years later? So like many years. This was recent as well, so maybe like it took me about 6 years to be like, okay, I'm gonna go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And when he looked at the back, he was just, because I was like, look, my hair's growing damaged. Like, look. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's shorter than the rest of it. So I was wearing a wig at this point, just an afro wig. And then I was like, so what is it, stress? And he was like, well, no, because stress doesn't cause like this kind of hair loss. This is like all over your hair and everything. And the back is like quite localized. And he was just like, we'll do blood tests. And he said that I was a little bit anemic. But he told me this. I didn't look at my numbers. Now I know to look at my like numbers when I go and see a doctor and look myself. And I was like, okay. He gave me iron tablets. I couldn't tolerate them at all. So I just stopped.
Yeah, they are hard on the stomach, especially if you've had stomach issues before.
Yes, exactly. But because of my like iron levels were really low, I actually started to get like heart problems as well. So my heart would like speed up.
But didn't the doctor just tell you just like a teeny weeny bit anemic?
Yeah, this is why, like, I'm even gonna say, like, you have to check your numbers yourself. Like, you have to, like, yes, because he always said I was a little bit new, but I think it was like 15, you know, it was low, but I didn't know that at the time. And he was like, yeah, a little bit anemic. And I thought, I didn't know the scope of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was, I made friends with this girl in my church, and she was doing medicine, and I was telling her about this, and she was saying, she started educating me about it, and she was like, well, you know, with hair loss, it could be your iron levels. And I said, oh, I went to a doctor, and they didn't say anything. And you know, to this day, she says to me, I don't understand why I don't say that, because this is, like, basic to me. Like, I love
yeah.
it. Like, I don't understand how, like, people, you would miss so much with this, because it's obvious to me that that's why your hair is like that. Like,
or at least one of the reasons, like, let's get that out of the way and then see what improves.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, your iron level, like, if you're just, like, taking a few iron tablets, that won't fix it. You need to take them for a long period of time to replenish your iron stores, and they need to stay high. So by this point, I started going to this girl, like this medic student, for like hair advice. So she told me to go back to try the iron tablets again. So I'm back to the doctor, told this like white lady about it. And she pissed me off because she was just like, well, it's not alopecia. So, you know, it's fine. And I was like, you're saying it because it's not happening to you. Like you're not losing your hair. And I'm not dying, so you don't care. But she just wasn't interested. She just did not care. She was like, yeah, take your iron tablets and go away kind of thing. Like, why are you stressing about it? You haven't got alopecia. Your hair's, like, kind of there. Be grateful. So I was like, I'm not going to...
Was this lady a doctor?
Sorry?
Was this lady a doctor that you saw? This last... Okay.
Yeah. I went through, like, 3 doctors. And then eventually I gave up and just started dealing with... My friends started helping me deal with it, the medic, because mm-hmm. they just weren't, like, taking it seriously. I did try iron tablets. I think it was, like, ferrofumarate for a year. And because my friend had said, okay, I have to take it for a long period of time, I thought that it would just, you know, be fine. But when I actually look at my numbers and look back on it, my iron, like, only went up, like, 10 points. Because I wasn't tolerating it. So I think it got to like 30 and I was like, okay, I'm fine now. My hair should grow back. And it didn't, obviously, because they weren't high enough. So I started to give up again. But then my friend told me about different types of supplements. And she was like, you can do ferrous glucomate or you can try like a food state supplement, because the problem is you don't absorb it and it doesn't work with loads of people because it's like synthetic iron. Like, your body shouldn't actually really, like, getting iron synthetically.
Okay, common nutritionist knowledge.
Yeah, she's so on it. She was just like, look, it's just like, yeah, it's not natural. Your body can't digest it, and that's why you get, like, all of that. But if you try ferrous glucomate or a food state supplement, because it's food state, your body will digest it. It's not about the amount of iron. It's about the type of iron. So she dropped some knowledge on me there. And then I started to take...
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to take out the name because I know that people have a tendency to not hear anything that we're saying and be like, oh, they said this, I'm going to go to Amazon and buy it. So
I'm going to
edit that out.
Okay, so I started taking this food state supplement and it raised my iron levels. Like, it really helped.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't smart. I didn't get my numbers. I just thought, like, okay, I've done it 3 months now. I've done food state. It's fine.
Okay, so my head is kind of like left it, yeah.
I left it again and I gave up my hair again. I left it for like another 2 years. It wasn't until like this year, like some stuff happened in my life. I was feeling really low. And me, I don't care about shaving my hair. So I was like, I'm going to shave my hair again because I just can't even bother to look after my hair.
Why do girls do that? Like, why do we be like, oh, a little bit of stress, here comes the clippers. Like, I love it. I get so excited when I'm just like, oh yes, my life is falling apart. Let me go and shave my head. Like, any excuse.
It's because like I couldn't look, even though it was in extensions and I was just doing like faux locks, I didn't have any energy or like motivation to look after my hair. So it was just another thing to do that I was like, I can't deal with life. I'm trying to get through the day. I don't need my hair. Let me just get rid of it. But at that point I was like, do you know what? It'll be really nice if I actually had my hair. So I did my research. I can't remember where I heard of a trichologist, but I just knew that if I had hair loss, I should go and see a trichologist. So it wasn't from a doctor or anything like that. They didn't refer me.
You kind of just stumbled across one, yeah.
Yeah, I just knew. So I did my research. So this was in December, and I went to see a trichologist. And I really thought it was going to give me, like, the answer. But the problem was my hair had just been shaved. So they couldn't see everything I was talking about like the back, because it was like, well,
oh, and the texture changes and stuff. Yeah.
They couldn't see any of it. They were just like, it looks normal. What are you talking about? And I'm like, it's not, trust me.
Oh, that must be so annoying as well to be like, fam, no one believes me that I'm going through all this stuff.
Yes. Cause they were like, oh, your hair follicles are great. And I thought they were gonna go and tell me that my hair was just damaged. And cause the problem was I couldn't see anyone online that had my type of hair loss.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't see anybody, like they had hair, so like they had traction alopecia. It was always traction alopecia, like the crown, but it wasn't like their hair was growing damaged. I couldn't, I didn't understand. So I thought he was gonna tell me I had some kind of like internal like condition or something
thing,
like that.
Rare condition, only you suffer from it.
Yeah, but he was just like, well, your hair follicles are fine. And I was just like, well, what's wrong then? Mm. And he just didn't have an answer for me really, but he just said like, you know, you've left it for a very long time, and it's kind of like, if you leave it for a year, it'll take a year to come back. You've left it for like, what, nearly 10 years now? And I was like, yeah. So he was like, if it does come back, it might take a very, very long time. And he gave me like the scalp cream and some shampoo. But the thing is, I read through the ingredients and it had like petrolatum or petroleum, whatever, and sulfates in it. And I was just like, well, he was a white man. So I was like, well, isn't that what he's talking about? Like, ew. I was like, if he is a psychologist, he doesn't know anything about black women's hair. Like, so I parked the products, and then I was like, let me go and see like an Afro hair loss specialist. Mm. And I eventually found one. So I see them, and they said that I had telogen effluvium.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that my hair wasn't shedding at this point. By the time I shaved my hair, there was nothing left to shed. It was literally like see-through, and it was like 3 inches. And that was over a period of 3 years since I shaved it last time. So it hadn't grown, and it was just dead. And they said, like, I had chronic telogen effluvium.
Yeah.
And they said, like, you know, it's probably like lost its density and stuff because it shed so much over a long period of time that it's made the hair follicle weak. And the back, they still didn't actually like have an answer for. And actually, I feel the back is because at one point I started wearing a weave and my mom was cornrowing my hair. And I feel like,
you blame your mommy for this now. You're just like, listen, from 10 years ago, when you saw it, that was your literal your sign. And you left me in the desert to go bald headed. You didn't help me. And now you want to be like, oh yeah, actually, it's your fault. Yeah, you thought you were protecting me from relaxers and heat, but I need the protection from you and your hands.
But yeah, I feel like it was because when I had the cornrows, right, and I had the weave, my head got so hot. Like, it was so hot, especially at the back. And I was like, and I kept my cornrows in for a long time. I wasn't doing it often. And my mom was like sewing it with normal thread. And I feel like where she was sewing it at the back, that's like where it was.
The area where like you're feeling the damage.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know if it's like a long-term like thing from the thread and just like the combination of like the pulling. I don't know, because it's quite localized at the back. It's like from my nape. And it's not just the nape, it's past the nape and then to my crown. So that whole back area is just like the texture's different.
It's been affected, yeah.
Yeah, the density is literally like nothing, and it's just like I don't know. So they said when I went to a psychologist appointment, they said like, oh, you know, the back area has been the most affected by telogen effluvium. But I was like, I feel like because it's so localized, it's so much worse than everything else, that it's something else. Like, I feel it's like
underneath, yeah, going on as well.
Yeah,
it can be so hard, because with lots of hair loss, it's like usually there's one main thing, but there can often be overlapping conditions and syndromes that like affect people in different ways. So like it could be that, you know, there was a telogen effluvium, but there's also like the cause of that could have been like the iron deficiency or stress or something else. And so like, and then it could be like there was localized trauma or traction alopecia. And like, these things on top of each other can produce a picture that looks really weird, that gives you like a unique set of symptoms. You're kind of like, well, no one else has got this, like what's happening here?
And I think with the traction alopecia as well, that was something that annoyed me when I went to the trichologist, because they were like, oh, you know, you have traction alopecia due to tight hairstyles. And I was like, no, it's not due to tight hairstyles. It's because my hair is so damn weak that I wore extensions one time that they just were like, peace, I'm gone. So
yeah, that's the one I want to fight people on as well. Whenever I hear like white trichologists be like, oh yeah, all of my black patients have traction, I'm just like, is it? Are you sure? Really? come straight to my face.
Because it's like, it's tight hairstyle. And it's like, no, like, it wasn't tight. Like, my hair was just so weak that...
It couldn't even handle anything.
Nothing. It was, I think even those, like, faux locks, that even though they were, like, wool, they were still like, no, it's too much. Mm. Because you could see, like, I have a picture where I had them, and at one point it was, like, hanging. It wasn't even, like, attached. And that's when it was like freshly done, because it couldn't even hold like a little bit. And there was such little hair because it's so low density. So that was annoying. But anyway, yeah, the trichologist, I've been seeing them since January, because I switched over like after like a week. I just switched. I was like, nah, I'm going to start again with the Afro Halo specialist.
Yeah.
And when I went there, you know, they said like, okay, first thing first, stop using oils. And that wasn't actually that deep to me, because I was like, I have.
You tried all of them anyway. You're just like, none of these even work. So like, ain't no difference.
Literally. So she said, stop using oils. And I was like, I can do that. That is fine. Like, that doesn't bother me. Like, it's fine. I won't use oils because they don't work for my head anyway. So I was just like, whatever, it's fine. But my hair was dry. My hair became so dry. I forgot to say this. Like, the way my hair was dry, nothing would moisturize it apart from this avocado oil and leave-in moisture, like, concoction that I put together. But aside from that, like, nothing else could moisturize it. And it was so brittle. It was like you could hear it. It's like a crud. Oh, it was bad. It was bad. So they told me not to put heat on it. And I was like, I don't do that anyway. She was like, you know, just have it out. And I'm like, I don't care. That doesn't bother me. I can have my hair out. I'm not tempted to put a wig on it or to like style it. I can just leave it and let it be with the shrinkage. I don't care. So I thought, okay, my hair's just going to grow back. It's going to be fine. But it's been like, how long has it been since January? So we're in May now, aren't we?
5 months.
It's been about 5 months. It is better in the sense that like the tight balls have come back. So okay. The elasticity has come back. So remember, last time I shaved my hair, I like did some videos, took some pictures, and it actually looked longer by this point. But now it's shorter, and I was like, that's a good thing, because elasticity is like coming back. And the
yeah, shrinkage is a good sign of health. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like actually a good thing. And my hair was dry for a very long time. Because I remember I heard like an interview you did, and you said that it takes a few weeks for the sebum to like re-regulate. It took me like, it's been about up until this month since I've seen
it. Yeah, for some people, it depends. Because, like, for most people, it's, like, a few weeks of washes for your scalp to kind of be like, oh, so what, she's really not going to put oil on me? Okay. Mm. So we have to, like, kind of get back and it's, like, the sebum starts chugging away again. And for other people, it's kind of like, oh, no, so you want to play, yeah? Cool. Yeah. Watch me get dry. Watch me get dry. So, yeah, it can be, like, swings and roundabouts, but... My advice is just like to stick through it and like find alternatives. If you find that like the scalp is really, really dry, using things like aloe vera or rose water, something like really wet and like lubricating on the scalp, like misting can really help to like loosen up a little bit. But yeah, you just have to kind of like persevere, because if you come on the other side, man, it's like a crack addiction. You have to just get over it. It might take a little while.
I didn't even have the desire to put the oil in. I was just like, I don't know what to do because my hair is just so dry. And I thought, like, again, that was something personally wrong with me. I was like, my hair's not going to come back and it won't, like, I don't produce sebum. That's just probably it. But it has taken for about 5 months, and now it's actually softer. And I just put, so the trichologist I see they actually sell their own products. So I use their products. And I just use, like, a scalp cream, which is like aloe vera and rosemary and peppermint. And then I think it's a hydrosol, so it's just like water with peppermint and menthol and rosemary and a water-based leave-in. So those are the only things I use. And then I got a bit brave because I was like, I wonder if I can
I know you're probably tired for the week, because I know my clients do this as well. I'd be like, okay, so Ebony said I only need these four things, but I saw this product on someone else's page that says it's going to do that. So if I just try it, even though it's against everything that she's told me already, let me just inbox her and ruin her day. Hey, Ebony, what do you think about this thing that you've told me not to use on several occasions? Should I buy it? So go on, tell me your story. So I had to get it off my chest.
It's all right. No, I'm actually the opposite, because I'm really kind of like a naturopath, right? So when people were saying like, okay, you know, you need to oil your hair, I was like, yeah, but you weren't born with like a pot of coconut oil. Like, surely your hair's going to come after yourself. Like, do you know what I mean? If you need to put oil in your hair, like, it would have been more readily available to put in your hair from nature, because that's how I think it works.
But no, definitely. I was
like, I'm pretty sure like your body can do it itself. So I wanted to really just kind of just use those products when I wash my hair, and then in between I just wanted to use water and the hydrosol to moisturize my hair.
Yeah,
and it worked. I was so surprised. I was so shocked.
Wait, say it louder just for the people at the back there, just like, you know, a little bit skeptical. And you're not my client, these aren't my products you're using, but I'm sure they're like similar kind of formulations and stuff.
Yes. So I was like, I'm just gonna even use the scalp spray, the leave-in, and the hydrosol on one day I wash my hair. In between, I'm just going to put water and the hydrosol, because it's just water. It's just the mist. Yeah. You just spray, right? And yeah, it actually, my hair became even more softer. So I was just like, whoa, okay. Like, I didn't think I could ever just moisturize my hair with water. Like, that's crazy. So it has actually helped. But I am still, like, getting, like, I even noticed the other day, I'm still getting the sore spots, but they're not like they were before. Before they were like literally like 10 out of 10 pain, but now it's kind of like they don't hurt as much, but it triggers me that it's still there. But I feel it's because I keep touching my hair. I feel like, I honestly feel like when I'm stressed, I'll just like touch my hair and be like,
oh, there we go. I was just like, just touching your hair shouldn't cause a reaction, but if it's like when you're doing it under stress, then maybe, yeah.
So I'm still getting the sore spots occasionally, but they're not the same at all. The back, the texture has began to change, but in the top portion, not where my nape is. Mm-hmm. My nape is, sorry?
No, carry on.
Oh, you're saying, but yeah, my nape, it has grown back like the same. So there's like a patch in one area where it's just really bad, but it's still that straight, wispy texture. It's not coiled at all, but like above my nape where the hair loss was, it started to curl and it's gone into balls, but the density hasn't recovered. And overall in my hair, the density hasn't recovered either. So that stressed me out, because I was like, okay, it's better, but my hair's growing and it's still gonna just kind of be like really, really, really thin because my density's not coming back. So I remember when you, like, I actually emailed you, and I was like, that day, like, emailed you, I was like, okay, I'll do it. I was so upset about my hair. I was just like, it's been fine. I was so upset, because it's like, I see people that are like going through the same thing, but I've done like worse things to their hair. And it's been like 5 months and their hair's like, my hair's back. And like, it's been like years, like they're older. So they've got like age working against them and their hair is still recovering. But me, it's like, I'm young. I fucking never got to actually enjoy my hair, because it happened when I was like 18 and I'm 28 now. So it's like, it's cool when you're young, but like, you know when you're like becoming a teenager, like you're styling your hair, like,
yeah, these are not the problems you expected to have at your age.
Yeah.
And or at least not like self-inflicted. You would have been like, fam, if I'd caused this, then I might feel like a little bit, you know, like, okay, this is like my fault. But it's like, literally, I've done nothing to warrant my hair to behave this way.
Exactly. I'm just like, bro, the way my hair is, you would have thought I was like rubbing relaxer into my scalp and I was like, bro, my follicles or something. Like, but no, it was nothing like that. I was just like, you know, people are like, when did you go natural? I'm like, I've always been, always. Like,
yeah, you're new to the game. I was born this way.
Literally. I was like, my mom was just like, no relaxer, no in this house, no. And she was like, I'll compromise, you can have a weave for a year and then that's it. Just like, just don't. And it wasn't because my mom was that kind of like against it, it's because she'd been through it. And she was like, my hair has burnt off. She was like, everything you can think of, like the hot combs, the drying, that's why she didn't do it to us, because she was like, I've done it and my hair broke. Like, I've been through it. So that's why, like, I'm trying to help you by not doing it. And it wasn't until I was older, I was like, yeah, my mom was like ahead of her time with this. Like, she was actually like,
yeah, she's saving me. Yeah. Literally saving me.
But even though she was saving me, I've ended up with no hair. So reflecting on it, I was trying to research into it. My medic friend helped me, and she's a doctor now. And whilst I've been going to trichologist, I have been taking the iron tablets as well. Yeah. My iron levels are the highest ever been. So they're like normal now. Yeah, because I've been tracking it. I've been getting my numbers. My friend taught me how to read the results.
Oh, wicked.
because of my job as well, I knew how to read, like, because we have to do something similar because I'm a therapist. We have to, like, do statistics and all that nonsense. So I knew how to read them properly now because of my job. So I was like, okay, when I go to the doctor, I'm like, okay, give me the results, give me the numbers. That's great. Mm-hmm, yes, 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 yes. Give me the numbers. Let me see myself. Because
yeah, so even, you can see, like, you know, you can track the picture for yourself and be like, okay, if it's a little bit lower here, like, what happened here? Mm-hmm. Or yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all the different, like, deficiencies. So I was vitamin D deficient. I got my vitamin D up. That's normal now. Like, I was like trying, I was taking zinc and magnesium. I was trying to do it, like, nutritionally, like, try and, like, fix deficiencies that I had.
Yeah.
And but even still, my hair isn't recovering. And
recovered. I feel like it's recovering. You're saying you've given me some pretty significant changes that have happened. Mm. And 5 months is a very short amount of time. And so I understand what you mean, that sometimes, like, I posted a picture recently of one of my clients who's seen, like, significant changes in, like, a month, and I know that some of my other clients will be like, fam, it's been like 6-7 months, like, one. And it's like, in her case, she's very lucky that she's responded to treatment, like, excellently. But other people, it takes a longer time, especially if there's, like, systemic things like deficiencies or, like, you know, imbalances that you're working towards, because it's not even just about getting your stores up to, like, you know, the normal levels. It's like your body maintaining that for a little bit of time, so then it can start to divert energy back into, you know, non-essential things like hair growth. Because I always joke, I always tell people, your body doesn't care about your hair. As soon as it goes into that panic mode, it's just like, oh, your hair can go. That's it. I don't need this. I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't, your hair doesn't need to be here. And so, oh, you don't want to give me enough iron? Cool. We'll just let go of all your hair then while I keep your blood flowing, because you don't want to listen.
No, but you know what? It's true, because I remember my heart thing was happening. That went on for a while. And that was frustrating, because it's like, even then, the doctors were telling me your iron levels are normal. I'm like, I'm literally in A&E every week because my heart's not being properly. And you're telling me, like, I get, like, the ranges and everything like that, but what about, like, clinical context? Like, the individual that's, like, obviously for me, that's just, like, my body's just, like, fam. Like, of course it doesn't care about my hair. It's, like, I'm trying to keep your heart going right now. Like,
listen, and even now, I'm proper trying to, like, beat you extra. And it's still just jumping around, like, can we do something, please? Someone interject. And your stomach was shouting, your heart was fluttering. My gosh.
So it was actually my medic friend, like, she saved me, honestly. Like, I feel like had it not been for her, like, I probably would have ended up being, like, dead at some point. Like, my heart, my iron levels were just gone, because even by, like I said, by that point, the doctors weren't telling me, oh, you need iron. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, at the moment now, because I'm doing it myself, because I went to my doctor originally, it was like 30, so that was actually good for me at the time. I was like, 30 is low, but it's good for me. And I was saying, like, okay, I'm seeing a trichologist, I need my blood test. And he was like, oh, but your numbers are fine. And I was just kind of like,
give me my numbers, like, bruv. What's wrong with you? What are you hiding it for? Is it a secret? Is it your PIN code?
He honestly was trying to fight me, and he was like, you don't need to. I remember I said to him, I was like, well, I've been doing research, because at one point I thought I had a thyroid problem because of everything else that was happening with me. And I was saying, looking into, like, everything, and it was saying your iron levels need to be, like, you know, minimum of 70. And I looked at, like, journal articles, looked at studies. So for me, I was like, that's enough of an evidence base. Like, I feel it's enough, like, even though it doesn't apply to everybody, I feel it's enough, like, significantly.
Yeah, for you to kind of be like, this is like a starting point, yeah.
Exactly. So when I remember I said to him, I was like, okay, I'm a healthcare professional too. So I was just like, I don't agree. I think my numbers need to be higher. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, well, I read. And he was like, well, I'm sure you read it somewhere on a website. But, you know, and I was like, oh, we're going to go
NHS, there. Like, bruv. What are you saying now then, innit?
He was really trying to, like, kind of fight me. So I was kind of like, you know what? Like, I'm going to increase my iron levels, and I will keep coming for regular checkups to make sure that I'm not overdoing it, because I'm going to do it off my own bat. Because if I listen to you, I'm going to be, like, bald by the time I'm 30. Like, so yeah, I've been trying to, like, get them up and everything. But yeah, the back, and it's, I don't even care about the length, because it's still not really, like, it doesn't grow half an inch. It still grows quite slowly.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's always been like, I just want my density back. I just want the density back. I just want hair at the back of my damn head. And it's very sensitive in that area. So the cream, the It's like an aloe vera and nettle and rosemary, I said. It's a stimulating scalp cream that my trichologist gave me.
Yeah.
And it works on my hair, but if I put it on the back of my hair, it burns. Like, my scalp burns. So it's so sensitive there. And I don't know if it's because of, like, the nerves. And I don't know if, like, in that area, my mum was too heavy-handed with the cornrows, that it's just kind of been,
your
like...
mum again, yeah? You're drawing her out again. Wow. Sorry, mommy. I hope you don't listen to this.
Like, I just don't know. But that area, that's the only thing I can think of that makes sense as to why, like, that the whole of the back of my head will be affected like that.
Yeah.
I'm taking pictures to try and track it. But yeah, it's just sad because at least I can, like, if I go around my head, even though it's low density, I can pinch like a bit of hair. You come to the back, like, it's like you can't pinch anything because it's just still so. So yeah, it's been really tough, and I really want, like, dreadlocks, because I'm just like, I'm done with putting, like, extensions in my hair. I just want to like lock my hair and have, like, my thick locks and everything. And it's just like, I can't do, because if I do dreadlocks now, I feel like they'll just be like,
don't make me laugh. No, I can't keep on laughing. I'm sorry, because I know people are going to be pissed off and like, this girl's supposed to be that sensitive to our pain. She's there giggling.
So yeah, it's just been hard. Like, it really has. And I feel like, yeah, it is just, it's frustrating. Like, I know people can do what they want with their hair, and no one can, like, it's your hair, you do what you want with it. But it's triggering for me, you know.
Yeah.
I was even watching this girl on YouTube the other day, and she's just like, oh, I've heat damaged my hair, I'm just gonna have to cut it off. You know, a month later, her hair's like coming back and it's growing nice and thick. Like, this girl's like frying her hair. She's like, oh, I've got color damage, I'll just cut it off, the hair comes back. You know,
I'm sorry to everyone I've ever triggered, because that you're literally talking about me, you know. I'll come and just be doing stupid stuff in my hair and be like, oh, it's gonna grow, so it's not a big deal.
Literally,
yeah,
like someone says I've got hair loss, and I'm just like, don't tell me about your 10 inch afro that hasn't grown half an inch this month. Like, leave me, like, it's triggering for me, like, honestly. And I'm joking about it, but it really is upsetting.
Yeah,
for me, like,
no, yeah. And so, in terms of, like, friends and family. Apart from your mum, obviously, who else has, like, have you felt, like, okay to talk to people? Like, I know you said your friend's a medic, like, apart from her, like, did you feel like it was something you could talk about, or was it something you really kept to yourself and, like, you know, no one can know about this?
No, I was actually really okay to talk about it, because I thought, like, if I could talk about it, someone would be like, oh, it's this.
And, like, right, so you were just like, listen, I'll keep on shouting until somebody gives me an answer.
Literally, okay. So I was happy to talk about it, and I think it was really shocking for my family, because there's only me and my mum, my sister are the women in my family, and I've always been the one with the thickest hair. So they were just like, what has happened to your hair? Like, what's going on? I think it was really puzzling for everyone, because, like I said, like, there wasn't anything
explanation for it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's only been up until now. I'm like, it has to be my deficiencies. If it's not my deficiency, I swear to God, I must have some kind of, like, delayed genetic imbalance.
Oh, don't like, say that. Oh, my gosh. Do you know, I was reading up on some today, and I was just like, because I had a case where I was a bit, like, perplexed about some of the symptoms. I guess similar to yours, like, talking to the girl, like, and I was like, okay, maybe, like, it's this. I'm reading up, like, genetic things that it could be, like, and when you get from, like, the main causes and you start going to the more obtuse ones, and I'm like, no, because if it was, you would have known, like, from early. It wouldn't just be now in, like, you know, mid-20s, mid-30s, that you're just like, oh yeah, this genetic disease. But then some do, but not necessarily with hair. You just see it from quite early. But I'm hoping in your case it is just a case of working through your deficiencies, and that will really kind of, like, bring it back. Because if it is a chronic telogen effluvium, it can be, like, you know, we're only going to start growing when it's safe, and that's a couple of months after you've got all of your shit together. And so we're just going to wait until you're ready, and then we'll think about it. But until then, you know, I'm going to keep on dropping out, which can be really frustrating.
It's not shedding anymore, it's more that
it's good. Okay, so the shedding stops. That's, like, an excellent sign then, yeah.
Yeah, the shedding has stopped. But the thing is, I don't think I noticed it shedding like that, because my hair was always, like, in extensions. And when I took it out, my hair always breaks when I take it out, because I kept it in for too long.
Yeah.
So I think at some point, it wasn't actually shedding. It was just kind of like not coming through because it was like, look, we've got some stomach problems now. I've actually got a problem with my kidney as well. And it's like, we've got some kidney problems now. So
we need to be growing. Sometimes we don't see the direct link that our hair is an extension of our body and that if something is going wrong, again, it diverts all its energy away from the hair. And it can be a warning sign. So that's when something is happening with our hair or our skin, it can literally be our body saying to us, hello, I'm not feeling too great. Do you know what I mean? Can you like pay attention? Something's happening. I'm not quite sure what's going on. But we, especially Black women, usually think, oh, you know, I've done something. And in your case, it was, I guess, easy for you to tell that it was medical a little bit, because it's like, I didn't even do stuff to my hair. So it can't even be all this.
Yeah, that should have clocked quicker, but it just didn't.
It's just not a thing that because hair, like, it's not seen as like a medical issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, yeah, and then especially when like, you know, every Black girl will be told at some point, oh yeah, you've got hair loss, oh yeah, traction alopecia, oh yeah, you did this, like, you know, your braids are too tight. It's like, I've never worn braids in my life. Now what? It's like, well, your ponytail or your gelled edges or, you know, threads, something. You must have done this. And it's like drilled into us that, yeah, it's your hands that caused the damage, when in your case, it's clearly not.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. Thank you.
That's what I feel like I have to remind everyone, because it proper, like, I really want people to know that we get sick just as much. And a lot of the things that I see are like standard illnesses. But we're kind of like, oh, you know, like people come and like they'll give me like this rich backstory of how, like, you know, yeah, I relaxed it at this age and I did this and I did that. I'm like, okay, that may play a factor into some things, but also this might just be your immune system kicking up and telling us that, you know, there's a bit of an issue here or something else. Like, there's a process in your body that's gone haywire and you didn't cause that.
And everyone's different, you know.
Yeah.
Why some doctors won't link it directly, because I know some people that have like lower iron levels than me and have a thick head of hair.
Yeah.
So it's not like it applies to everyone, but yeah, for me, I feel it has to be my iron. If not, it's like I don't know what else to do, really. But like I said, it's only been 5 months, but it feels long, because it's like, it's not just like 5 months, I've been going through this for like 10 years.
So yeah.
So I'm just like, what, I've got another year, and I'm always checking to see if I've got like thicker new growth, and I'm just like, no new growth, okay, we're still low density, okay, great. And I just have to be hopeful. I feel like I'm happy to kind of, I like the approach of not using oil and keeping everything hydrated. And I think like even the girl was explaining to me about the science behind it, and she was saying, like, you know, you're trying to mimic like the environment of like Africa, you know, because your hair has evolved to be this way because you're in that kind of climate, so you need plenty of water. And when she explains it, I don't know if it's easy for me to accept, because like of my, what I've studied, it's a lot of like science. So for me, when someone explains it to me, I'm just like, yeah, that's cool, fine, like it's fine. But I have told some of my friends, like, they've like, got dry hair, I'm like, stop using oil. They're like, no!
They come to fight in it, yeah. It's hard. Listen, like, that's the fight I'd be fighting every day online, telling people, don't use oil. From coming to my mentions and telling me about my edges and all sorts.
But the oil made my infections worse, so on my scalp. Like, that burning, that making my body recoil, that started with the shikaka oil, then all the other oils, and then the coconut oil. But when I stopped using oil, like, that has made my scalp a lot better, even if it's still there, literally like 90% better. So the water only, it does work, but you have to be patient with it. And I think I've just got patience because I've been through everything. So I'm like, look, this has got to work. It's natural.
Yeah, I mean, I've tried all this by myself. And so like, literally, what's next on the list? Like, let's just keep on working through it until we strike gold. I feel that.
So yeah, that is
it. We have laughed. But I feel like, okay, so if you were to be back in your early 20s, kind of just experiencing it now, like with what you know now, what would you have done differently?
I would say go to the doctor, but I would have done my own research, because a lot of me actually even getting to the point was has come from me like doing my reading and educating myself and going to tell doctors. So yeah. Like even with things like vitamin D, they didn't say that to me. I went to research it. I was like, okay, this can cause hair loss. And I was like, can we test my vitamin D because X, Y, Z, da, 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 da. And one doctor in particular I had actually, she was really like, she listened. She was like, oh, I didn't think of that. But some of them, if I didn't get her, they were just kind of like, oh, no, you know, it's not really going to be that. Because I'm like, that's great, test it. Like, yeah. You know, like.
You have to really be your own advocate. And this is not yeah. like to like shit on doctors or make it seem like, you know, they're bad people. Like, mate, we're seeing how stretched the NHS is now. And mm-hmm. so when it comes to things that aren't life-threatening, it can be like, and they've only got, what, 10, 5 to 15 minutes with you maximum.
Mm-hmm.
They need to, like, try and find a resolution as quickly as possible. So if they're like, listen, mate, I've seen, like, 2 cancers and stuff like that, not to, like, you know, lessen what anybody with hair loss is feeling. It just, it can be swept under the carpet. And it's not something they study for a long time, if at all.
Yes, yes, my friend told me that. The only reason my friend cared is because she's a black woman as well.
Yeah.
So she was like, listen, we need to get your hair back because this she was like, Samia, I think it don't get your thyroid check. Like, she honestly, like, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have even like got the springboard of like knowledge. It wasn't just from the internet, it was from her because she's yeah. so
and that was a reaction to you being so open with it and being able to discuss it like without kind of any barriers.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think people should be ashamed. Like, because I remember I watched like a program, BBC Three, the Slum Flower. Like,
yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, and she went to see like a lot of young people with hair loss, and it's more common than you think. And I really feel like, yeah, if you are open about it, someone might know something, you know? If you like kind of keep it to yourself, like I've never been ashamed of it, let's just say that. And that's I think good, I've been good. Lucky because it's not like I have like something like alopecia where I'm losing like all my follicles, they won't come back. And it's like sometimes they can't just like shave their hair because they might be worried about their patches. And I can't like that. I think if that happened to me, I'd be more like self-conscious about it. But when my hair's shaved, no one can tell for hair loss. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's like, it's different for everyone. And I could hide mine very well. So I have no hair back on my hair, but if I put it up, it looks like an undercut.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I understand.
Unless you're looking closely and you're like, oh, hang on a minute. Like, this is a bit weird.
But who's going to come up to the back of your head with a microscope or like a magnifying glass being like, oh, there's some follicles missing in this area. So tell me, what's happening here? You know, now that we're on social distancing, people should be, you know, keeping away from the eyes burning in the back of your head.
there is a patch, but it's not, it doesn't, I can deal with it. Like, yeah. It's not massive. There is a patch where it's kind of like, oh, and then you can see like the texture's different and it's like straight. But, you know, and I became obsessive about it as well in some ways because I was trying to find like conditions that change your hair texture. And mm-hmm. there's obviously nothing that comes up. And even telogen effluvium, it kind of seems like it's not that one thing causes it. It's just kind of like a bit of a descriptive term that from what I'm kind of like seeing, it's like, okay, your hair's fallen, but it doesn't.
Yeah,
mean
and this could be some of the reasons. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, so, it's literally just like a change in like your internal like systems and like, you know, the homeostasis of like, you know, your levels of like something may have shot up or been like temporarily interrupted. So your body is adjusting. And in that adjusting, it's just like, okay, anything, it's like, I don't know, like a hot air balloon. It's just like getting rid of like some of the sandbags where it's just like, okay, we need to rise a bit. Let's get rid of this like literally dead weight. And it's like your hair. It's like, okay, cool. They can go.
Don't need you.
I don't even like you. Why here?
But I do think that is the case for me because whenever I talk to like some doctors, they're kind of like, given your like stuff that's going on, you're actually really healthy. And you know, maybe I can attribute that to me losing my hair, how I kept my hair, I might not be like so fortunate, you know? So maybe that is the case. Like, definitely.
Yeah. So to wrap up, if someone out there is going through something similar, what would be like your key advice to them that's like kind of kept you going through all of this?
Okay, go to trichologists, don't go to YouTube because I did that for a very long time.
So why do you say not to YouTube? Because I like, I want this to be more about like how, because I know I've got my feelings. I want it to, you know, what did you find on YouTube that maybe wasn't so helpful?
The thing is about YouTube, it didn't explain why my hair was falling out. I just saw a lot of people that had a lot of hair and were growing even more hair. And I saw a lot of people were trying things. They're like, oh, you know, I did this for my hair for a week. Look at my hair now. But mm-hmm. in the comments, everyone's like, my hair didn't do that, you know?
Yeah.
So it seems so specific. And a lot of, like, the main ones that I follow have, like, a lot of hair. Just naturally, their hair grows so fast. And it's like, it's genetic. Like, it's just a lot of these. If you have thick, full hair, like, of course, we all have hair growth potential. But I feel like with some people, they're just lucky and just be happy.
It's just luck of the draw, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And so don't follow YouTube because of that. It's like, people on YouTube aren't doctors. They haven't got, like, even though they try and break it down and try and make it make sense. If you go to a trichologist that is a hair loss specialist, they're going to have more answers for you, because I wish I'd done that earlier, you know, like, because if you put what I did, going to a trichologist back when it first happened, then I wouldn't have put oils in my hair, which made my hair worse. I would have done all these things that made it even worse. And I would have just, it would have saved a lot of time. And maybe because it was short after it happened, now it's been 10 years, it's going to take longer for it to come back, like, I just mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
So you can get it back quicker and just do go to your doctor, because for me, I think I was just unlucky. I had to, like, bulldoze a little bit. But
no, everybody has to, like, bulldoze quite a bit. That's, like, the common theme. So I feel like, yeah, go to your doctor, try get blood tests done, and, like, like, if you can, do a dermatology referral as well, but that also takes a really long time.
Yes, because they're dealing with cancer patients, and your hair loss isn't, like, I heard, like, someone was telling me about that, like, they have a lot of, like, cancer patients, and
yeah,
so it's not a priority. So do your own research as well, but don't just ask to be signposted, because they
can
tell you some funny things about your hair, and they'll tell you your hair's never going to come back, and you've got alopecia and everything. Like, just maybe if you're going to see a trichologist, ask if you want to do further research about it, to be signposted on what kind of deficiencies to look at. And, you know, because Google will tell you. I've had, like, every condition due to my hair loss, trust me. So
that's true. I try to tell my clients that, like, once I've given them, like, a diagnosis or I've got some idea or something, I'll be like, don't Google it, I'm gonna send you a link, because if you go on Google, you're gonna lose your mind.
Exactly. Just, like, get professional help, and you have to save a little bit. Like, it isn't cheap, but the good thing about trichologists is, like, you're not going, you can, well, for me, I can choose however often I go. They don't put any pressure on
me. Good one, more likely. There's no, like, buy-ins or anything, or contracts. It's just, like, you get the information at your consultation, and then you can choose how you want to follow up.
Exactly. So actually, if you kind of break it down, it doesn't have to be massively expensive, but it is, like, an investment in your health. And I have been told about all the nutrition stuff they told me. I knew about already because my own research. So they're kind of like, oh, okay, we can work with you, because, you know, and I was like, yes, trust me, I have investigated everything about
hair.
It's kind of interesting, trichology as well. I'm like, maybe I'll be a trichologist, because I know what people are going through. So,
I mean, join us. There's not that many black ones around.
Yeah, because even you, like, I think when I Googled you, like, Googled black trichologist, you didn't come up.
I know, I need to work on my SEO. It's really crap. Really crap. People have been talking. That's, like, the third time I've heard that today alone. But yeah, I feel I was looking for a black trichologist. Where were you? And I'm like, I don't know, cuz.
But you're easy to find on Instagram. Like, Instagram, like, kind of recommends you more.
So. Yeah, because that's the only thing I use. I don't really use, like, my website too tough, or Twitter, or, like, you would think I was born in, like, I don't know, man, like, the 1950s is the way I'm bad with technology. So yeah, I'm just learning about, like, you know, like, the young people, what they're doing online. So you have to forgive me for not being up to date.
It's okay. But yeah, go to a trichologist. Just go to a trichologist, and don't take pills. Don't take magic hair growth pills. One doctor told me to take hair growth pills, and I was like, you're not serious. I literally slept.
Yeah. You did do the Viola Davis, just get your bag and just walk off and be like, all right, yeah, cool.
That's exactly what happened. I swear to God, she told me to take hair growth pills. And I was like, this woman is not even, like, I actually just left.
Who gave you a medical degree? Like, where did it? Okay. Anyone in particular? Is it biotin? Yeah. All right. Cool.
mean. Yeah, because she's like, yeah, you can get ones for like hair and nails, like take those for a while. And I was like, listen, like,
see, when people are too smart, they don't have no sense. That's what it is. She's too smart. That sense temporarily left, like, for what am I taking them for? Is it just like multivitamins, you mean, or like what?
Yeah, she didn't even tell me like for how long to take it for or what type. She just said hair growth pills. Like it wasn't kind of like magic. Like I was just like, what?
Are you gonna prescribe them for me? Like, can I get them at the pharmacy? Like, what's happening here?
So yeah, I've had a
bit. All my doctor friends are gonna cuss me up. Like, Ebony, you're just. Is this how you laugh at us? Yeah, I mean it with love, man. It's just that sometimes some of the things I hear from doctors, I'm like. No, man, and it's me, you didn't let into medical school. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
But thank you for sharing your story. I'm sure people will get some laugh, some joy out of this. And yeah, man, so I just got a flashback to you saying you had scurvy and I just lost my train of thought. So sorry. Oh, mate, eat your oranges. I think that's going to be my parting word for this. Eat your citrus fruits, yeah.
Eat your fruit.
From dairy.
Yeah, you'll get scurvy and lose your hair. Like.
Wow. I think I'm going to have a smoothie right now, you know, just to make sure I'm topped up.